So we're holding over here on page Reish Chav Zayin. So he quotes the Chavos Mavos Kasher Yigro Lecha Yetzer Yimshel B'Chav Be'ezer Seichel. When he overpowers you using the seichel, which normally your weapon against the Yetzer Hara is the seichel. There's a scenario where the seichel is used against you. The seichel will help the Yetzer Hara. Something which is really not true, and he'll use it to prove something. You're almost there, but since you didn't have it clear to the point that the Yetzer Hara can't fool you, the Yetzer Hara will use your knowledge against you. He will diligently attempt to remove you from Madrega, the Mashach, lower and lower. You'll have a total misunderstanding of the truth. He will uproot you from this world. And he will take away your reward in the world to come. And your wisdom will end up being detrimental to you. And your seichel will be the reason for your destruction.
After 5 hours,
the pot's
going.
When you're being used appropriately, can be a source of healing for all illnesses. When you deviate from it even a little bit, it can be this terrible illness which there's no way to heal. So the next piece, kosher le'ein oruch mechemes tamachachem neged Yitzroy yelavush sichli mechemes ish poshet neged havasav ha'al sichli yos. So the unknowledgeable person who is being enticed by taiva, but there's no way that he could construe it as being appropriate. So he knows right and wrong. So he has to fight against taiva. Difficult fight. But the person whose his wisdom is being used against him, that he's being convinced that what he's doing is the right thing, it's much harder. Okay. So in the footnotes, he says a few things over there. Majority of the chatoim of the early generations were not simple coarse yetzaharas. There's a mistake which they didn't realize, but they were then convincing themselves that doing is right. That's the pasuk which Chazal darshan. Okay. Fine.
next one. Vim ze yedei atam chacham yosim mikol adam gam mitihom yos ayitzarim venam malamayim miyedia zoykayim echayim.
He shouldn't ignore the fact that taiva is a very dangerous thing. Also, even when you know it's wrong, taiva is very overpowering. That's not his only yitzar.
He's not ignoring that, but he has to be aware of that, and also be aware of this whole other yetzahara, which is the
that a Talmud Chacham needs to deal with is right. So the Bel says a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing,
but a little bit of knowledge is also a dangerous thing. It's even more dangerous.
It's only when you have all the knowledge that it's not a dangerous thing.
Well, that's very hard to have all the knowledge.
So, like, now what?
I've spoken to you multiple times about this idea of what I call the color war syndrome. Like, you can find a chazal to support anything you want. It's exactly what he's talking about. I can convince myself what I'm doing is right, and I have a chazal to back it. So the imam is going to do tshuva. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing the right thing. Right? So, what's the hope? Bishop, if I know it's wrong, it's just a question. I need to overcome my yitzhar. Okay, so I have hope. I'll work on it and I'll overcome it. But over here, like, if I believe it's good, so. I think I told you once, Odessa writes that Dar is initially the Chacham, initially the Vim, initially, right? Well, for sure. So the Russian came and explained it. Amav Daritz, well, it's almost Taurus. Right? So the Russian, Shabirchim, Taurus. So, what's on the Gemara? So, people say, you know, we want to do the right thing. So, go to the Chacham says, no, you're doing fine. Go to the Navi says, everything is wonderful. There's no problems. They don't see any problems. Rashi says, no, there was a problem, there's a problem. So, what do you want from the people? They went. Well, how are they supposed to correct the problem which the Chacham and the Navim didn't know existed? So Shaitan in that Chazal, there's a true desire to know the Amos, you'll find it. There's a Tanai. You have to truly desire to know the Amos. So even though it's not obvious and it can be confused, but if there's a true desire to find the truth, you'll find out. So on a practical level, so this person believes that he has the chazal to support him. If he really wants to do the emes, he'll stumble on another chazal which says not like that. So really, there must be more to the story. But if he doesn't have that rotzen, the person is not promising him he's going to find that other chazal. So he'll continue to convince himself. I think one of the biggest yetzaharas that we have is we in general, a frumid wants to do the right thing. He's not, for the most part, he's not doing things which are clearly obviously wrong, and he's still doing them. There's some amount of that also. We have Tivus have. I know I should be learning, but I'm not in the mood. Okay, yeah, we have that. I shouldn't say this, but I'm, you know, it's just such a desire to say it. Okay, it happens. Can a person overcome those things? Yes, he can work on that. Avoid the situations. Work on his Yerushalayim, learn Musar, etc. So we have a mahal, but our biggest problem is that this gray area, which we're very comfortable believing that what we're doing is appropriate. So what's the solution? The solution is pasuk siyata nishmai. So just like we said before, look, we gear so is siyata de mishmaya, and that's not the final madrega. So it's next madrega also like needs siyata de mishmaya. You know? But the Rosh promises it. That all the time is saying, look, if you really want to do the right thing, the Russian will help you. So you will find the opportunities. So, you know, a lot of these stories that they have, the mild stories, you know, they're very dramatic. But from the dramatic case, the Rabban says, from the Nisim Gluyim, you'll be right in the Nisim store. Right? So, I can't remember who it was with. It was a Meister with a Rav that he gave a psak on a situation. And a little while later, he noticed a sefer, one of his sermon, falling off the shelf. So he picked it up and put it back on the shelf. A little while later, he noticed the sefer on the floor again. So finally, after the third time, he said, there's something going on over here. He opened the sefer, he opens the page, and he realizes the sefer deals with the shaylin, pasuk not like him. So he made a mistake. So Rosh Hashem sent him out to the Shema, he shouldn't give the wrong pasuk. Right? Because he wanted to find the emes, right? So that's like one little story. I have not had that happen to me yet. I don't know, maybe I have, but I don't realize it. That's a dramatic story, but that we haven't had situations where the Baruch Hashem gives us a siyata d'shmaya along the way to save us from our ta'usim. Yes, we've had that all the time. I had this order once. Not exactly this case. I had a conversation with somebody. He's working on a certain mitzvah. And you want to work on yourself and overcome it, etc. He says he's seen scenarios where, like, he would have been challenged in the situation, and the Bereshit gave him a siyata d'shmaya that he avoided the situation. And he really wanted to be in the situation and overcome it. So he said that's a mistake. The Bereshit doesn't want you to be this big giver who overcomes it. The Bereshit wants you not to do the veir. And he's nice enough to save you from the situation. Say thank you. Don't kvetch. But the reason why you're a zeicha that the Bereshit sort of arrange things that you avoid the situation is because you talk and work yourself. You want to overcome it. So the Bereshit says, I'm going to help you. That's what the time assigned was. So you thought Brother Thomas Adams, it means that is you're going to work yourself, and when the situation comes, you're going to walk in there with your gloves on and beat it up, right? Versus, I have a better idea. Let's avoid the situation also. That's how you, I mean, we say you. And you see a lot of times that a person really wants to avoid, you know, not do something wrong. The person helps him not be in those situations. He's not challenged by it. You know, the person tells me, you know, like a situation where I sent you kind of a nichol and, you know, yichud, and it turns out the woman never showed up. Right? Why that happened? Because you cared enough about it. It wasn't like, okay, the mice never had the opportunity to do the mitzvah of not, you know, over, do the mitzvah. That's a mistake. There's a chance not to see out of the Shema along the way of the Bereshit. If we really want something, the Bereshit is going to help us. We just don't notice it. So the same thing when it comes to this. Ben Yonah says that there are six things which are more important than persons of tshuva. He says that a person hears the Musar Shmuz. Why was the Russian masking you that Musar Shmuz? That's also part of the cheshbon. Like, how many times you went to shul with the mamash? He was mamash talking to me. So, what happened over here? What happened over here was that the Bereshit sent you a matana. That there's somebody who has helped you mirror you to think of something which you haven't thought about, or you thought that you're thinking about it and you needed some clarity in. So the Bereshit was Ma'azmin for you. So you deserve that Siyata Nishmaya because you care enough. So it sounds like he's saying this, like, you know, like phenomenally extraordinary thing. We have, see it happen in our lives all the time. If we have a true Ross and we want to do the right thing, the Bereshit is going to, that's what they'll say. Well, the term is Hainus, sir. So you didn't get it from the Chacham, you didn't get it from the Nevi'im. You could have got it from somewhere else. Something else would have given you that clarity. Teres says, what? You didn't gear enough. The Rosh says, okay, I'm out of doors. So he gives a... Okay, so this is what he says now. was the Galador, one of the Galador, and he was an initial in terror of Eris. What happened? Why did the Torah protect him? So the more asked the Kasha. Ashley Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tali Bimer, the Dasha, the Vekoi Bachi. So he saw Rabbi Yehuda was like leaning on the Bimer, the Dasha is the beam which goes across the door. He's leaning on the door. I'm not sure why it's important to know he's leaning on the door. Okay, but he was. I'm leaning on Micah Bachi. So why are you crying? Amalei Mizutri, is it insignificant? My Dixibu Uberabonon, Aye Server, Aye Shokel, that the Apostle says, Aye Server, Aye Shokel. So it says about certain people to Rabonon, the Tamidim, Yotzim, the Tarbusra. Aye Shokel, Aye Server. Aye Server as a Migdolim, Aye Server, Shay Server, Makolosh Shabbatar. What's that referring to? The Sphere of the Halach is about it. Who was that? So if these people who were able to have such a level of knowledge of Torah way beyond anything which I can imagine, and they still end up, so Anan Matahel Tabiel, what's going to be with us? Right? If Ramesh Feinstein, you know, messed up, what's going to be with me? Right? I'm done. So Doeg was able to have knowledge of Torah of Gimel Meos Lachos and Migdal Perech Ba'aver. I don't know what Migdal Perech Ba'aver is. And I definitely don't know 300 Lachos about it. And he did. And still he messed up. So what's going to be with me? Yudah Dog Latzma. He's worried. And Yikreo Gerva Shal Doeg. Perez Kitaros Shal Doeg. Well, he'd see Lassa. Because Rav Yudah Dog amount to have you alone. What's to be with us? If Yehuda's worried about it, right? You know, if Rav Yehuda's worried, what's with us? So Shmuel answered that there was a tina in their hearts. They were carrying a package there. It's full of straw, and there was holes. The straw stuck into the cracks. You see this beautiful mansion, you think it's filled with who knows what, right? Tremendous treasures. It really is, it's full of just with straw. So the beginning looks beautiful, you see the outside. Eventually that straw works its way out, and it sticks out, you see this is a storage place for straw. All the beautiful outside means nothing. The inside was just things of insignificance. So So I didn't believe. So they stayed the same. So they were not absorbing the Torah because they weren't growing simultaneously with the Limud HaTorah. So as much as they knew, and the Bel says it's a Chamor Nesis Svarim. The Chamor has a lot of books also. Right? So you have this person who's trying to the knowledge, but it's not affecting him. Because the issue is the lathe wasn't there. Okay, so the conversation now is going to be, how do you make sure that you have a lathe? So that's going to take us a while to figure that out. But now we finally should get around to explain what a lave is. You would like to know that already. Hey, Rishkov Zion, Rishkov Hess is a good place to get to explain it, right? So apparently.